HarperCollins presents Hagstone by Sinead Gleason. Read by Tara Flynn with Sinead Gleason.
For Colin, Claire, and Daniel.
I hear those voices that will not be drowned. From Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes, as inscribed on Maggie Hambling's sculpture Scallop, 2003. Hagstone. Over townland and lake, over empty sheep dips and ancient walls, past the old convent high on the cliff, where window frames gape like missing teeth, past the deep reservoir, drink, drink, and the forest fern fuzz, soar over hangnail hills and long grass, to the dank forest of mulch floor and tree roots swollen like limbs uncovered in the earth. In the bay, boats bob like flocked birds. Above its stony crescent, a sturdy pier, and the lighthouse. The sea is steady for now. The land readies itself. Back along the quiet, quiet roads full of blame to that lovelorn cottage with the garden of herbs, past the shit-matted coats of sheep, the long vandalized phone box near the lighthouse tourists flock to, the pub with the walls glossed with years of paint, to the places they sometimes devoured each other. Over a woman carving loops on viscous sand and a man on a fishing boat, nauseous and lonesome. Over the doomsday women singing in the sea. Can you hear it? Oh, maman. Oh, Rathglass. Over wildflower fields veined with ancient walls, tiny stone scars across the land. Over the rising sea and a woman carved into the rocks. Over pint drinkers slurp gossiping. Over the people who never left. Over the strange sound that taunts, spreading notes over the hills. Over all the places to hide, to seed from the world. Maybe that's why the Indians came here. Part 1. 1. Wave fucked. That's how Nell describes the island. The cliff at Banchla rises up, a balustrade of shale. On the coldest days, the sea is the same colour, boiling around the base of the rock. Black water, white foam. From the far end of the strand, the headland resembles a woman from an old island myth. Below the cliff face, waves froth the shore. Nell tips her bike onto the sand at Banchla Beach, retrieving the camera and drone. Walking in concentric circles, marking a kind of solar system, she works her way along the beach, carving with a worn stick of driftwood. What would it be like to make this work somewhere else? Whenever she imagines herself in another place, far from here, it's never in a city. Not a smog-belched place. No bridges spanning rivers like the vertebrae of some huge fish. It is always an island, more remote than this one. The kind of place survivors of a shipwreck wash up. Catching fish, chasing crabs with cupped hands, cooking at night by fire, a gold shadow on the sand, everything black beyond a couple of meters. But the sea would be out there, the sound of the waves dancing in and out. Insects clicking in the trees, her salted mouth sucking the cooked fish from the bone. She started a piece last summer at Dodder Bay. Carving lines and rings, endlessly scooping and digging into the gritty sand, tearing around in her banger hatchback to make a perimeter. The whole thing came together in 10 days, working from dawn until it grew dark. That summer, nearly 18 hours of light fell on this coast, long, white panels of it lighting up the water. The impermanence of it was the appeal. It didn't matter if it disappeared, if someone kicked the sleek lines into blurred edges. The Banchla project will be bigger. She works in sections, figuring out the scale. There's something satisfying in feeling the sand, damp and velvet, part under the wood. To watch one line, so inconsequential on its own, become part of something else. It's hard work, so Nell takes a breather to change the drone's batteries. Sends it up to check the angles. A swim will help wake up the muscles. A dog appears out of nowhere, curious, ducking into rock pools.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?